Head Over Heels in the Dales, written and read by Gervais Finn.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
School visitor. Good morning, Mr. Manning. Do please take a chair. A cup of tea is on its way. Are you comfortable there? I must say that your letter caught me unprepared. The children are so nervous, and the staff quite frankly scared. Now, I think you'll find the pupils here really try their best. The reading's good, the writing's neat. Feel free to give a test. I know this is a little school, but we do strive for perfection. I must say that we've never had a thorough school inspection. Oh, you're not the school inspector, and Manning's not your name. You came about the toilets and the blocked-up kitchen drain.
Chapter 1.
Could you tell me how to spell sex, please?
The speaker was a flaxen-haired, angelic-faced girl of about 6, with wide, innocent eyes and a complexion a model would die for.
I beg your pardon, I stuttered.
I was sitting in the corner of the infant classroom of Staplemore County Primary School on a bright September morning, the second week into the new school term, there to observe the first lesson of the day. The children had just settled down to write their stories when the little angel approached me, paper in hand, pencil poised.
Sex! Could you spell sex for me, please? She repeated, smiling widely. I had been a county...